Here is your 21-day program to learn to reward yourself positively. Day 1. Hi, success is easy as long as you believe in it. Up to now, you may have been considering food as a major reward or pleasure in your life, but that's not true. The little pleasure associated with food is outnumbered by the major displeasure or punishment you encounter when you overeat. You get fat, lose energy, age faster, lose your shape, and the ability to wear fashionable clothing. Imagine your best friend or your child. Would you like him or her to be 50 or 100 pounds, 22 kilos or 45 kilos heavier? With this program, you will stop being your own worst enemy and learn to reward yourself positively. You won't be a loser anymore. You'll become a winner. Every time you're tempted to overeat, tell yourself that you don't deserve to punish yourself, and at the same time, visualize yourself at your desired weight, feeling good about yourself, enjoying that fantastic pleasure of loving yourself. First, let's see if you suffer from myths or misconceptions about your weight problem. Here is your programming technique to rewarding yourself positively. Do you suffer from myths or misconceptions? Answer honestly. Number 1. My main objective is to lose A. 3 pounds or 1.3 kilos more per week. B. 2 pounds or 0.9 kilos per week. C. 1 pound or 0.4 kilos per week. Or E, I don't mind about the scale, it will finally come down. The rate of weight loss depends on different factors, such as sex, height, physical activities, age, and type of diet. Realistically, females should expect to lose between 1.4 kilos and 3 pounds, 1.3 kilos, per week, and men between 2.9 kilos and 4 pounds, 1.8 kilos per week. Number 2. As long as the scale goes down, I don't care about the quality and variety of what I eat. Quality and variety of food is as important as the caloric content in order to lose fat, preserve muscles, and stay healthy. Number 3. Before dieting, I overindulge myself to help me stay on the diet longer. This depicts a poor attitude and a weak motivation that may be responsible for your weight regain. Number 4. I'm so desperate I'm willing to do anything, even jeopardize my health in order to lose weight. You won't solve your problem by creating another one. Number 5. Some types or combinations of food can help me lose weight. Food combinations will not make you lose weight. Only lowering your calorific intake will do it. Number 6. I need pills to reduce my appetite, eliminate fluid retention, or stimulate my metabolism. Some pills may be used for a short period of time as a crutch, but you are the only one responsible for your change in habits. Number 7. Compared to others, I don't eat much and still can't lose weight. No two human beings are alike. Stop comparing yourself. Find your own balance between what you take in and what you burn. Number 8. My weight is a family problem. I can't really succeed. More than 75% of your weight problem comes from your bad habits, most often acquired during your childhood. Hereditary is a minor factor that can still be looked upon. Better caloric control, such as a muffin less a day or a half an hour walk a day. Number 9. It's unjust to have to deprive ourselves constantly. It's being fair to your body to give it what it needs to be in good health. Number 10. I can't go out when I diet. We recommend dieters entertain themselves as often as they want. To enjoy living and learn to make the proper food and drink choices. Number 11. I'm good at following my diet up until supper time, and then I can't control myself. Look for two main reasons. First, hypoglycemia or low blood sugar. This is a physical reaction which gives symptoms such as fatigue, cravings, headaches, tremors, swelling, and bad temper. Bouts of hypoglycemia occur most frequently around supper time for people who have eaten little or almost nothing during the day. Second, psychological reasons such as mental fatigue, stress, or searching for a reward or a negative emotion related to being at home. Number 12. I can't exercise since I'm too tired after my day. For most people, it's mental fatigue that can be helped by physical activity. Number 13. Quite often I don't have time to prepare adequate meals for myself. Nobody has time for things they perceive as trivial. Menu planning is important. You must make time. Number 14. If I can lose the weight, I'm not worried about maintaining it. To lose weight is relatively easy. Maintaining weight is much more difficult. Number 15. After dieting, I usually reward myself by going out to a fine restaurant. Going out to a nice restaurant, socializing in a nice atmosphere is a reward, and much more, controlling your food intake adds to your self-esteem. Number 16. It's frustrating to have to deprive ourselves of the main pleasure life has to offer. If food is your main pleasure in life, you are surely a very unhappy person. The most important pleasure in life is self-satisfaction. Number 17. I don't have time to exercise on a regular basis. If you don't have time to look after your health now, you'll have to take the same time to look after your illnesses later. Number 18. Happiness is reserved for slim people. Most of my problems would be gone if I were slim. Happiness is not related to weight. Focus on the real inner causes of your problem. Being overweight is just a symptom. Number 19. Since we are what we are, habits are very hard to change. Habits are acquired through repetition and may be easily lost when you stop repeating them. Your mental attitude is the key factor. Number 20. Deep inside, I want to lose weight, but I'm not committed to changing my behaviour for the rest of my life. Don't bother trying to lose weight if you don't want to change your lifestyle. You may encounter some health and mostly psychological hazards that will worsen your case.